Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. Let's talk about Technic. And if you don't know about Technic, you really should learn about it. It's also called TextNec, and it's a modern term for long-standing problems created by bending your neck chronically, usually looking down at your cell phone, your computer, or maybe even a book you're reading. And you can have neck discomfort due to repeated strain and damage to the muscles and tissues of your C-spine, your cervical spinal cord. And the underlying cause of Technic is our advancements in screen technology, which require us to look down at our phones all day. And gone are the days when we're looking up to catch that tennis ball, or we are looking at the mountains and the scenic waves, right? It feels like we're always at work. No matter where we are, we're on our phones. But you can get dull pain, stiffness, numbness, and tingling in your fingertips, your cervical spine, the discs between those spinal column vertebral bodies are very delicate matter. And those are the only padding that's providing compression, compliance, and, you know, mobility to joints. If we don't have good discs, we have compression of the nerve roots exiting the discs. We get numbness, tingling, joint pains, finger problems. So if you're experiencing any of those, one of the main reasons can be for repeat wear and tear. If you're an injector and you're always tilting your head, tilting your neck, injecting with your right hand like I do, sometimes you can get even repetitive strain from chronically peering, tilting your head sideways. So try to practice being ambidextrous, practice tilting your head in both directions or maintaining a neutral stance, and definitely think about the amount of pressure that's placed on your spine with different positional tilts of the head. So if you tilt your head 0 degrees, that's perfect. If you tilt your head downwards 30 degrees, you can experience up to 15 pounds of pressure on the C-spine from the weight of the head bending downwards. And if you tilt your head 45 degrees, can be even more, up to 40 pounds of pressure on the delicate cervical spinal cord and the discs that maintain the integrity of the spine and the nerves exiting the spinal cord. Tilting more than that, 50 or 60 degrees, and really it's about 60 pounds of pressure. So if you see one of these people or one of your kids really bending over really acutely, almost like a close to 90 degree bend to look down at their phone in concentration, you really need to straighten them up. The best position, of course, is looking straight ahead, holding your phone in front of your face, perpendicular to your face, and up at face height. That's difficult to maintain if you don't have good triceps and biceps, but that's the ideal position. Getting a phone holder that holds your phone up off the top of your desk, like at least about 5 or 6 inches up, can alleviate a lot of strain, because then you're not looking down at an iPad or down at a phone screen. You're looking kind of in an upright direction. Definitely getting a computer stand is helpful as well. If you don't take care of your neck, you will soon feel it. You'll get non-specific dull pain in the lower neck, the shoulders, the upper back. You might need to have trapezius talks to improve muscle tension, because what muscles hold up this heavy head? The trapezius is a really big, important muscle group that helps to maintain your head position and does take up a lot of the strain from chronic repetitive bending. If you're injecting, definitely your trapezius and your scalene muscles are really getting used excessively. When you stabilize your hand to do an injection, you tense up all those muscles in the upper shoulder girdle and the anterior scalenes, the posterior scalenes, the trapezius, the deltoid. That's how we lock down our arm so that we can have fine motor control for injecting. So injectors out there, this is a really common problem for us. Traptox helps to relieve muscle tension, spasm, and relaxes that rigidity of like those hard wooden muscles. The trapezius can retain so much tension that it literally feels like hard wood back there. And you can go in for regular massages to soften that. You can improve your posture and your stance. You can place a stand under your elbow for stability. Lots of things you can do. In the beginning, your discomfort might be mild, but if you persist in straining your neck, your pain can escalate. You certainly can find that you get cervical compression symptoms with numbness and tingling, sometimes starts in your pinky and ring finger. And that's a sign you need to get an MRI and get into a neck specialist. If you get headaches, sometimes this is related to your neck strain. Sometimes the nerves can become pinched. You can have tension at the back of the skull, at the base of the skull, the occiput, where the trapezius muscles and some of the bigger muscle bodies attach. And massage is helpful, heat is helpful, and improving your headaches that are often due to clenching, grinding, and TMJ symptoms, that's also helpful. We do Botox, of course, for TMJ. We inject the masseter. Sometimes for patients, I'll also inject their temporalis muscle. The TMJ can travel down the back of the neck, so we sometimes inject the back of the neck and the traps as well for really bad TMJ patients. Remember, this limited movement and stiffness in your neck, back, and shoulders is helped very much by stretch. So at the end of a long day, doing things that open up your rib cage, extend and hyperextend your arms out to the sides. Imagine that you have a large ball. You've seen those large yoga balls. You lay on that, you extend your arms outward, you let your whole body stretch open. All day, we're kind of hunched over and closed in and caved in and leaning forward. And so things that unfurl your rib cage, your arms, your shoulders, those are going to really be improving for you. Remember that slouching all day long also leads to feelings of stiffness and restricted movement. And typically slouching is an ingrained habit. We start out as straight, tall young people when we're 10 years old. We don't have any trouble with slouch. Then we get boobs when we're in our adolescent years, and we kind of tend to slouch a little to hide that development. And then the weight of the boobs is something you have to adjust to. And then I think just over time, we're just chronically tired and we're carrying heavy purses and backpacks and things like that. Even my heavy white coat, everything makes you feel slouchy. So I'm doing my best every day to remind myself to tighten my abs and take a deep breath. And then also extend my shoulders down and back. And imagine that you're just getting pulled backwards, almost like you have a string back there that can pull everything taut. And I try to do this with every patient. So before I start an injection, I will actually do a deep breath, lock my abs, because that's, I think, something that you start to let your abs just hang out and get poochy. So that isometric contraction is really good. And then also just roll your shoulders back. And I often tell my patients to take 3 deep breaths, and then I'm actually doing it with them. So I love that technique of little mini breaks throughout the day, little postural resets. So important to relieve our slouchiness. And if you are having tingling, numbness, loss of feeling in your arms and hands, don't ignore it. You can have spinal cord compression symptoms where the nerve roots that exit from the C4-5-6 area down into your arms get compressed. And sometimes nerves are not a problem, but the muscles are pulling down so tight that they're compressing the delicate discs and narrowing the exit points for the nerves. So it's just important to, if you have symptoms, start early, go see a neck specialist, get a spine MRI, get massage and therapy, and maybe even some trap talks. This treatment has been so helpful for my patients with cervical compression problems and neck tension problems. It's so much unconscious stress that's tensed up and trapped in the trapezius muscles that it really is life-changing. And I want to just encourage you to think cosmetically too. One of the other reasons why we need great posture is we want to avoid these neck creases that create tech neck lines in our neck. I think it's epidemic in young people now to see early creasing horizontal rings in the neck. And it's all related, of course, to repeated bending and putting compression on the delicate skin of the neck. The neck skin is different. It's thinner. It doesn't secrete as much oils. It definitely is more prone to sun damage. We rarely get enough sunscreen and skincare products on our neck and décolleté. So definitely talking to yourself and your patients about improving your neck position to avoid tech neck is so important. If you're experiencing neck aging changes, I love a good treatment with Botox for platysmal bands. And when I say Botox, I mean any kind of tox. It's kind of a generic term at this point, but we inject anywhere from 20 to 25 units. A platysmal band is a vertical band. If you remember what it looks like when guys are shaving and they tense their mouth muscles downwards to make the neck more taut, you might see some vertical bands pop up. Those are platysmal bands. We tend to get those more as we age, and they look like stringy bands in your photographs. And I love a good Botox treatment for that. If you have horizontal rings, I do an instant treatment with hyaluronic gel fillers. Sometimes we hyperdilute those so that they blend nicely. It can be placed with a cannula or a needle, and that's injected directly into the thin lines of the neck, and it hydrates that area. Now, if you have crepey textural change of your neck, you definitely should try my neck cream. It is amazing. It's actually one of the creams that truly works. It's called my neck contouring cream. It has biomimetics, ceramides, peptides. These peptides are so wonderful. Leontopodium alpinium callus is the cultured Edelweiss flower extract. If you think of Edelweiss flower, it grows in the Swiss Alps where it's freezing. On the top of the mountain, you'll see these beautiful flowers, no crinkles in their petals. This is the extract that we use for my neck cream. And generally speaking, in about a month, you'll see a huge improvement in neck texture changes. So that one really works. You got to check it out. I also love to use my neck wash treatment. That's using a hyperdilute collagen biostimulator called Radius. That is placed in 100 square centimeters all around the neck. That's about the size of the palm of your hand. Sometimes we'll do one syringe, sometimes two. And if you do two sessions about 6 to 8 weeks apart, you'll definitely see a thickening, an improvement, less crepey textural change of the skin. That is truly one of the best treatments you can do for your neck skin when it's getting that really thin, tissue papery, crepey, elderly look. I love a neck wash. So there's so many things you can do to help your neck, starting from your posture to your technology devices, positioning them in the right spot, checking your cervical spine if you're having symptoms, improving the visual appearance of your neck with Botox, collagen biostimulators, and great neck cream. Just remember, take plenty of breaks, adjust the height of your desk or your working screen, maintain your good posture, invest in a monitor stand, maybe get rid of your office chair and do a walking desk. Use a tablet holder or smartphone holder, which lifts your phone up. Exercise regularly. You got to have good spinal support and musculature. Get some physical therapy or see a chiropractor. Relax your shoulders. Remember to constantly give yourself little reminders to breathe in. Exhale. Put your shoulders back. Be grounded. Be beautiful. Get that Princess Diana posture. Loved her. Love her still. Well, guys, hope you understand everything there is to know about a beautiful neck and tech neck, text neck, all the things to avoid getting it. That's it for now. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K, D-R-K-A-Y. And our website is the same, www.beautybydrk.com. That's where you can find my amazing neck cream. Honestly, you guys will love that one. And come and visit me. I'm in Southern California in Los Angeles. You can hear my podcast twice a week. On Tuesdays, we do a longer one. Fridays is a 5-minute Friday. Love to have you come and visit. Send me a message. Don't forget to subscribe, rank, rate, and review the podcast. And if you send us a screenshot, email that to info@beautybydrk.com. We'd love to send you a deluxe size sample of some of our skincare. That's it for now, guys. Chin up. Stay beautiful.